As the football season ended on Sunday, apparently we've kicked off a brand new season. That's right, everybody. Everybody's excited about divorce season. Is it divorce season? Is that factual? Well, we're going to find out right now. Laura Paris joins us, associate lawyer with Shulman & Partners. Laura, thank you very much for your time.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Is it the kickoff to the exciting divorce season? And who are you going for if it is this year? The Joneses are going to win the divorce season.
Yeah, it seems to be. I mean, with the new year having just passed and the whole kind of concept of, you know, new year, new me, you do see a lot of people starting to kind of contemplate leaving relationships at this time and kind of starting the year afresh.
But that's factual. Like, you can see more people are like, oh, just been through Valentine's Day was a bit of a dud. The holiday season we spent together, maybe I need to spread my wings.
Yeah, where you start to see kind of the uptick in February is I think that people start, you know, they're getting past kind of the Christmas bills, and they're starting to focus their resources elsewhere and starting to really, you know, seriously contemplate their relationships and whether or not they're ready to take on what a divorce entails, because it's definitely not a fun process, but sometimes a necessary one.
Okay, so what do you, like, I get it that as a divorce lawyer, you're going to make money off of somebody's divorce, but what do you do to make sure that this is really it for the couple that might come to see you?
So I think that when any time that we get consultations, I mean, we're very, you know, cognizant of asking the right questions, trying to assess, you know, one of the first questions I ask is, are you separated yet? Have you even had that conversation with your spouse yet? And starting the conversation that way helps lead my advice. But you often get people that are calling just to understand what the process is. And some people may not be ready just yet to actually move forward with the process, but just want to have an understanding of what it looks like. So assessing that, you know, early on in the conversation helps guide what our advice is. In any circumstance where we see that, you know, a couple is maybe on the outs, but maybe haven't explored all of their options to try and make the relationship work, there's always an encouragement to consider something like couples therapy or anything kind of conciliatory along those lines to try and see if there's a way to resolve the issues that they're dealing with and not have that resolution necessarily be a divorce. But unfortunately, not all circumstances are that way. Not all relationships can be saved. And if it is that they are at the stage of proceeding with a divorce, then obviously then we start to give the advice to let them know how to tackle their divorce and what types of issues are going to come up.
Hold on. You just used the term tackle. As we said, football season is over, but maybe not in this divorce season. You know what they do say in football, though? If you can see the referee, they're doing a bad job, they should go unnoticed. There is a expression when it comes to divorce, correct me if I'm wrong, that sometimes the only winners are the lawyers. So like, how much work can people do to make sure that it's going to be amicable and not like an ugly experience for them, not for an ugly experience for the kids, that sort of stuff?
It's really a matter of putting the emotions aside. And I find that it's a very difficult task. And of course, you know, one can understand why. But really where we find that fees really, really escalate sometimes for unnecessary reasons is when people are overly emotional about what they're dealing with. You know, often I try to give the hard advice at the beginning, you know, and not sugarcoat things. For example, if I can ascertain from, you know, from someone who calls me that they're going to be on the hook for spousal support, I'm going to be very blunt about that right from the beginning. And you often have a lot of people that try to work their way around it, try to make whatever excuses they can to say, you know, I don't want to pay this. I want to try to get around it. Maybe I'm going to divert income. Maybe I'm going to try and divert assets, et cetera, et cetera. And those are the things that run us into problems. If your lawyer is telling you that something is going to go a certain way, it's usually, if you don't, you trust your lawyer, which I hope most lawyers can trust them. If you trust your lawyer, they're trying to give you this advice because they're trying to save you the headache of fighting a losing battle. But unfortunately, sometimes our advice, as strong as it may be, falls on deaf ears. And it takes, you know, a couple of large bills or perhaps a bad decision from a judge or a negative decision from a judge before they actually kick into gear and say, okay, let's go to the drawing board. Let's figure out what we need to do to resolve this.
Have you ever represented somebody and thought in the back of your head in like 5 years, you know, the people who get divorced and then they get remarried? Do you ever have somebody come in and go, you guys are just going to like take a break from each other and probably get married again sometime?
Oh, you see that quite often. And actually, when we're drafting separation agreements, we often include a reconciliation clause that states that if someone does reconcile, that the terms of the agreement would be outside of anything that has already been, you know, fulfilled pursuant to the terms of the agreement, would actually be rendered null and void. And if they did separate again at a later date, we'd be dealing with it on a kind of de novo basis as if the previous separation never occurred.
And what advice would you give? I mean, I think the worst thing that I see in divorces is when somebody has been hurt, and I think you mentioned this, and they want some sort of, pound of flesh and revenge and become unrealistic and perhaps even damaging to their kids.
It's a tough conversation, and I find that it's one sometimes that I have to build a trust with a client before I can have that more frank decision with them. Again, you're dealing with people that are highly emotional, and you want, as their advocates, you want them to feel supported by you. But it's very important also for our clients to understand that we're not meant to be cheerleaders. We're meant to guide them on the law. And sometimes the law doesn't always fall in their favor. And part of us kind of giving these hard truths are sometimes sitting down and explaining to a client that the way that they are dealing with things are ultimately going to result in either more money in my pocket or is going to result potentially in some detrimental things for their children. And I think that, you know, we try our best. I mean, we are lawyers, so we kind of work in a little box, and there's only so much that we can say as it relates to, you know, psychology of and how this is going to impact children long term. But we do have resources.
I'm up against the 9 o'clock news here, Laura. Just a recommendation. Everybody go out there and get a divorce. Divorce season is here. Laura, thank you very much for your time. Laura Paris is an associate lawyer at Shulman & Partners. And I was just joking, folks.